to the Month 9 Investable ETR briefing that covers the trading period from the 1st of September to the 30th of September 2024. Hopefully, you'll find it interesting as we look closer at what's happening within the Credat Group. Firstly, Robert will be discussing trade finance transactions during the month of September and will give a refresh on the core principles Credat was built on. Next, George will show you some of the work that goes on at our deal desk and some of the potential projects him and the team are looking at. We will also be looking at our segments on our monthly reports and any updates on the European and global economies. Then we'll look at the briefing itself and some of the key information from it, with some updates on Credat. And lastly, Patrick would like to talk to you about the investable intermediary app at the end of this meeting. So for our first topic, I'll hand you over to Robert, who's a member of our trade desk.
Thanks for that, Maria, and afternoon, everyone. So today's originator piece, we will be looking at an Irish-based client who has increased their presence in the construction sector by using the Credat services. They've been with the exchange since 2018, and since they started trading on the exchange, they've traded just over 13 million euro on a DETR facility. So they trade on four debtor accounts, with CBRE being their most significant debtor. Our originator, who is a leading electrical contractor, supplying a multitude of services to the residential, commercial, and industrial markets, have expanded their services not just in Ireland and the UK, but into continental Europe, with some notable projects being in France, Belgium, the Netherlands, and closer to home as well, they have completed a large project in the Microsoft headquarters here in Dublin. Our originator has provided praise to the trade desk, saying the only way that they've been able to win these international tenders was due to the support and assistance that they've received from Credat, and this gives them the ability to free up working capital. So our relationship with this client has been growing steadily since they joined, and not unlike most, it's been exclusively built on Credat providing them DETR finance. The originator is generally paid by their customers on average about 45 days after they issue their invoices for completed works. However, by using our services, they can draw down up to 80% of the value of these invoices on day one, and they can then use this working capital in their daily operations of running their business or other initiatives which help them generate profits for the company. This can obviously take the form of investing more time and money required when bidding for those lucrative projects across Europe. Because of past performance and inherent risks, we understand that some traditional investors may have some reservations when it comes to the construction sector. But due to those concerns, our risk management team plays a proactive role trying to identify risks and securing investor funds. And that's done in a number of ways, the most basic of which is by reducing the purchase payment price from the standard rate of 80% to a more conservative rate of 70%. So instead of the originator receiving 80% of the invoice value on day one, they receive 70%. That just allows Credat to hold a higher proportion of the reserve balance, and this can be used to offset ETRs in the unlikely risk of default. Secondly, if Credat are funding a long-term contract, trade desk will often stop at the penultimate invoice. Just through experience, we know that it's common in the construction sector that chargebacks will be applied to either the penultimate or the final invoice. So trade desks do monitor the progress reports or the billing schedules on either a weekly or a monthly basis. And we obviously make sure that we know how the projects are progressing and that they are in line with the jobs contract and the scope of the works involved. So one example that I can give is our originator's involvement with the debtor CBRE, who's emerged as a significant client for our originator. Their transactions on this debtor account were modest at the outset, but trading values have steadily increased over the years, and they have now traded 13 million euro worth of DETR invoices since 2018. The debtor account holds a commendable position as the eighth largest investable ETR holder, with trading values in September 2024 at almost 400,000 euro. The increase in turnover for this originator is due to their ability to secure tenders for these CBRE projects, which has helped solidify their position in the market. These projects have been groundbreaking for them, not just because of their locations, but obviously their unique scope and the nature of the works involved. Our originator has now built up expertise working alongside CBRE, providing essential works in relation to the building and services of data centres based in Ireland, and now on projects based in Paris, Brussels and Amsterdam. They're in discussions regarding further tenders as well, being awarded for a project based in France. So fingers crossed they can secure that contract and our investors will continue to benefit from their strong trading patterns on the exchange. So as discussed in some of our previous briefings, it's important for us to showcase the foundation that Credit was built on and our core principle of funding Irish companies. We take pride in being part of those growth stories and showing how our clients can seize on opportunities to grow their business, all with the help of Credit Investor Funds. I know George and his team on the deal desk have been busy with plenty of deals, with quite a few being passed to trade desk in the last number of weeks. So I will now pass you over to him so he can provide you with some information on what his team have coming down the production line. So over to you, George.
Thank you, Robert, and good afternoon, everyone. It continues to be a highly interesting year for the deal desk, with many trade finance opportunities coming our way. In addition to these trade opportunities, in the last number of weeks, we have put a firm focus on shipping asset finance also, and currently have many opportunities in the shipping sector we intend to close over the coming weeks. One such opportunity is a shipping company based in Finland. This is a company that has grown rapidly by offering tailored maritime solutions to various industries. While Finland may be better known for its high-tech innovations, it has a rich maritime tradition. Leveraging this background, this company has become a well-respected shipping company with a small fleet of vessels operating in the Baltic Sea. They specialize in areas such as vessel chartering, cargo management, and maritime consulting. The deal that we're currently discussing with them is the refinance of a general cargo ship. This vessel is currently being used to transport general cargo, including engine parts, steel parts, and wind turbine parts. Another very interesting shipping company we are in discussion with is based in Turkey. They are a young company, founded in 2022, and started with a small fleet of vessels and dedicated to the transportation of liquid bulk cargo, and that's including oil, gas, and chemicals. Over this short number of years, the company expanded its fleet, diversified its operations, and built a strong reputation in the industry for safety, reliability, and environmental stewardship. Today, they operate across the globe, delivering essential commodities to key markets while adhering to the market standards of safety and environmental responsibility. They have an ultra-modern fleet of tankers designed to transport a wide variety of liquid cargo, including crude oil, petroleum products, chemicals, and liquefied natural gas, LNG. Their vessels range from small tankers for regional shipments to larger VLCCs, that stands for very large crude carriers, capable of handling international long-haul voyages. Each vessel is equipped with modern technology, ensuring maximum efficiency, safety, and compliance with international maritime regulations. The deal that we are currently discussing with them is the purchase of an oil and chemical tanker. This vessel will be used to transport light petrochemicals and will be operating in the North Atlantic waters. We are working on another deal for a very similar company based in the United Arab Emirates. This company specializes in oil tanker operations, focusing on transporting crude oil and petroleum products and providing top-tier bunkering and chartering services. Their modern fleet, equipped with advanced technology, ensures efficient, safe, and environmentally responsible operations. Their commitment to sustainability is evident in their efforts to minimize environmental impact, offering reliable fuel solutions like marine gas oil and liquefied natural gas, LNG again, by prioritizing safe reliability and innovation. They continue to deliver customized solutions for the global energy sector. The deal that we're currently discussing with them is the purchase of an oil tanker. The vessel will be used to transport low sulfur marine gas oil and will be operating in the Arabian coastal waters. On the trade finance side of things, we are in discussions with a company based in Barbados that plan to sell automotive vehicles that they get from suppliers in China to customers in Barbados. In addition to this, the company is a leading consultancy and business solutions provider in Barbados. The company specializes in offering tailored services in corporate governance, business registration, financial management, and compliance for both local and international clients. With a strong focus on efficiency, they ensure that businesses meet regulatory requirements while optimizing their operational processes. Their expertise in navigating the Barbadian and Caribbean business landscape makes them a trusted partner for companies seeking to establish or expand. We are also in discussions then with a commodity trader based in Nigeria, whose core business is the exportation of cashew nuts, soybeans, and charcoal. Their suppliers are based in locally in Nigeria, and they export to United Arab Emirates. The company is committed to delivering high quality, efficient, and reliable solutions to meet the dynamic needs of both local and international clients. With a strong focus on customer satisfaction, they are a key player driving innovation and excellence in Nigeria's export industry. And the specific deal that we're discussing with them involves the purchase of a large quantity of cashew nuts to then be sold to a customer in United Arab Emirates. We mentioned liquefied natural gas, LNG, in relation to two separate deals we're working on in this briefing. As some of you may know, LNG is essentially natural gas cooled to minus 162 degrees Celsius and then condensed into a liquid. This reduces its volume by approximately 600 times, making it easier and more economical to transport over long distances. It also produces 30% less carbon dioxide than oil and 45% less than coal, making it a cleaner burning alternative for power generation and transportation. LNG demand is growing rapidly, driven by the global shift towards cleaner energy and the need for energy security. So regarding the shipping of this product, there are specially designed LNG carriers equipped with cryogenic tanks to maintain the liquid. Some of these ships can carry up to 266,000 cubic meters of LNG per voyage. Thank you very much for your time, everyone. It's always a pleasure. And back over to you now, Maria.
Thanks, George. It's always nice to hear about some of the deals that you and the team are looking at. Hopefully in the future, we'll be discussing some of these in our trade section of the briefing. So as we've stated before, Credet will always try to stay informed on what's happening in the world when looking for any new business. Trades that are meaningful to us and have an impact in today's current affairs will always be available, as they are what the world and the market is focusing on. So moving to the Baltic Index, we saw that September started off at 1,927. The index began to fluctuate greatly during the first half of the month, reaching 1,896 in the middle of the month. This was the lowest for September. The index began to sharply climb in the latter half of the month, ending at 2,111. We can see that this is higher than last month's Baltic Index, showing that the index is gradually increasing. The Baltic Index was recorded at 1,402 as of today. As mentioned in other briefings, we promise to continuously keep an eye on the global economy with factoring in geopolitical issues that can cause ongoing effects in the market. So So moving to global news, we see that the Eurozone's inflation slowed more than previously estimated in September. The European Central Bank is targeting an inflation rate of 2% over the medium term. In September, this annual inflation dropped to 1.7%, falling below the threshold for the first time in more than 3 years. The inflation rate slowdown has been attributed to falling energy costs. The Eurozone has recorded weak growth in recent months. Economic activity continued to shrink in October as per the recent PMI survey, underpinning the case for another cut of interest rates by the European Central Bank by the end of the year. Weaker economic activity in services was worsened by a decline in the manufacturing sector. The ECB this month lowered borrowing costs for the second time in a row to 3.25%, pointing to a decline in inflation and growing concerns over economic recovery. Economists expect another quarter point rate cut in December and potentially in the first half of next year. Looking at the UK, the 2024 budget is expected to outline significant tax increases and spending measures to address critical infrastructure needs. British Finance Minister Rachel Rees has signalled caution on excessive borrowing and referenced past market turmoil under previous governments. The British consumer confidence dropped to its lowest level since March ahead of the new government's first budget, following to negative 21 in October amid concerns over potential tax hikes, according to a recent GfK survey. However, the country's economy is expected to accelerate, with the IMF raising its 2024 growth forecast from 0.4% to 1.1%. This is the largest upward revision for any advanced economy. Moving to the US, we see that the US economy maintained a solid pace of growth in the third quarter as subsiding inflation and strong wage gains powered consumer spending. The GDP increased at a 3.0% annualized rate in the July-September period, matching the second quarter's pace. With inflation nearing the Federal Reserve's 2% target, the U.S. Central Bank is now easing policy with a larger than expected half percentage point rate cut last month. The U.S. labor market has also slowed, with layoffs near historically low levels and wages continuing to rise. Household net worth has also risen thanks to a stock market boom and higher house prices. Savings remain high and inflation has also cooled down significantly. This has offered relief for households, especially lower-income families. Moving to the last section, I will discuss the briefing itself. You will see the figures in the first section showing the active RSA of 43.63 million euros, with 55.49 million fully allocated. If we look to the right-hand side of the briefing, we can see that the credit index is 69, staying consistent with the previous months of July and August, with the trading figure for the month recorded at 9.10 million euro, with all available ETR in the market fully utilized. Credit control performance decreased slightly this month to 3.58 million euro. The exchange's performance again continues to jump ahead of all prior years by just over 60%. Our list of top 10 largest holdings and top 10 rated once again contain regular appearances from EKFB, Skanska Costain, and Hansen UK. At the top of the list, similar to last month's briefing, are construction debtors EKFB and Skanska Costain. Hansen UK is also back near the top, with Cork City Council and the HSE moving higher, making another appearance. Our donut graphs show a wide variation of our investments, with the largest sections again in wholesale and retail, health, manufacturing, and hospitality. These different sectors have familiar debtors on our top 10 largest holdings, with regular and reoccurring ones as well as new debtors being added monthly. The performance in wholesale and retail was the largest this month, with CBRE and Atradius representing this sector. Health and community was our second largest in performance this month, which is represented by the HSC in our largest holdings for September. These donut graphs continue to show the strong levels of diversification employed throughout credit. If we continue to look at the performance sector, we see that for month 9 in 2023, there was 150 1.26 million euro traded compared to month 9 of this year, which has decreased by around 29% to 100.81 million euro traded for September. Volumes rose for this month as the value to volume ratio increased again, in line with higher value and quality traded ETRs. Investor redemptions decreased in September at 0.34 million euro, with the Credet index at 69 for month 9 compared to 68 in month 8. Finally, following the last briefing, our largest trade was a construction trade this month at 1.82 million GBP. Our trade section shows the interest rate for the month running outside of the current demand, fixed and term rates. We can see from the briefing that the interest rate started slightly lower than the previous months at just above 2.12% and remained steady throughout the first half of September with little fluctuation in the interest rate. In the latter half of the month, it began to steadily climb, reaching a high of 2.147% before sharply declining again. The interest rate leveled off at 2.141, with potential for October's rates to ease and remain steady. As you all know from previous months, our investable rates on offer for the three products currently stand at demand at 3.50%, fixed at 4.25% for 12 months, and term at 15% at the end of the 36 months. This section shows that demand for investable is starting to level off and show consistency, with a combination of the new rates and exchange-traded securities, which has been a topic with many of you and Patrick. It is predicted this will continue to grow. And as before, the briefing document ends with the RSA figure of 43.63 million euro. And that concludes this month's briefing for September 2024. Thank you.